Scurrying for votes. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. President Biden marking his first campaign stop of 2024 Friday in Pennsylvania.
President Biden is making the case that America's answer to January 6, 2020 won't come until November 2024, the first election since. His message is Trump's past attempts to hold on to power have democracy hanging by a thread.
Donald Trump's campaign is about him, not America. Not you.
The opening salvo to President Biden's 2024 campaign was not about conjuring voter excitement over a second term agenda, but calling up fear about what could happen if he doesn't win.
He's willing to sacrifice our democracy, put himself in power.
Biden detailed Trump's effort to overturn his 2020 loss in the courts and then his failure to call off the violent mob of supporters who tried to stop Congress from certifying the election.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A high-stakes case concerning former President Trump's ballot access heads to the Supreme Court.
Former President Trump's name will remain on Colorado's ballot, at least for now. The state Supreme Court ruled him ineligible, but that ruling has been put on hold pending a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court will hear oral arguments February 8th regarding the decision removing his eligibility. In their filings before the court, Trump's team argued if the decision were to stand, it would amount to election interference by the judiciary. Friday was the deadline for Colorado to certify names for the ballot, and Colorado's Secretary of State has indicated she would certify the former president's name unless the Supreme Court upheld the ruling or declined to hear the case. The High Court is expected to rule quickly. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin hospitalized following complications from a recent elective medical procedure. Austin is said to have recovered well and will be back on the job soon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Primary season is just around the corner. Republican candidates making the pitch on why they should be in the White House. Former President Trump addressing supporters in Sioux Center, Iowa.
10 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives.
And Trump's GOP rivals trying to turn up the heat in the campaign.
Overnight, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Ambassador Nikki Haley both launched fresh attacks against Trump, claiming they're the only ones who can win over moderates who may be fed up with the main frontrunner. Haley's critics, including DeSantis, are attacking her for some comments she recently made, suggesting that if she comes up short in Iowa, it would be up to New Hampshire to correct the record. Haley says it wasn't a serious critique, more of a joke, but the DeSantis campaign really trying to play this up as a gaffe to Iowa voters. Vivek Ramaswamy doing all he can to stay competitive, even selling $33 million worth of stock to try to fund his campaign.
Fox's Mark Meredith. President Biden giving a campaign speech comparing the January 6th Capitol riot to the Civil War. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says that's nonsense.
To compare a riot where there were no guns and no loss of life from the rioters killing anybody, to compare that to the Civil War where 600,000 people died to end slavery, at least half of them wanting to end slavery, that's just crazy.
Paul on Fox's Hannity. Idaho is going to be allowed to enforce its strict abortion ban, even in cases of medical emergencies, while a legal fight continues. The U.S. Supreme Court has put on hold a ruling from a lower court that blocked Idaho's ban in cases of emergencies. The lower court ruling was based on a lawsuit filed by the Biden administration. Wayne LaPierre, the man who's been running the National Rifle Association since the 1990s, says he's stepping down. The announcement coming just days before the start of a civil trial where he and other NRA officials are accused of misappropriating the group's money. The New York State Attorney General filed the lawsuit charging LaPierre of spending NRA money on luxury car services and private jet flights. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.